and disease from the stream. It is notorious, for example, that at the present hour the Thames is poisoning London. So far as Paris is concerned, it has become indispensable of late to transport the mouths of the sewers downstream below the last bridge. A double tubular apparatus, provided with valves and sluices, sucking up and driving back a system of elementary drainage, simple as the lungs of a man, and which is already in full working order in many communities in England, would suffice to conduct the pure water of the fields into our cities, and to send back to the fields the rich water of the cities, and this easy exchange, the simplest in the world, would retain among us the 500 millions now thrown away. People are thinking of other things. The process actually in use does evil with the intention of doing good. The intention is good, the result is melancholy. Thinking to purge the city, the population is blanched like plants raised in cellars. A sewer is a mistake. When drainage everywhere, with its double function, restoring what it takes, shall have replaced the sewer, which is a simple impoverishing washing, then, this being combined with the data of a now social economy, the product of the earth will be increased tenfold, and the problem of misery will be singularly lightened, add the suppression of parasitism, and it will be solved. In the meanwhile, the public wealth flows away to the river, and leakage takes place.